I hope that when St. Paul got to heaven, the first person he went to see and say thank you to was Stephen, because Stephen's the one who got him there. Let me explain, because you look slightly puzzled. Stephen is just being stoned to death, and he doesn't shout out in rage at what is happening. He doesn't ask God to spare him from it or send, you know, thunderbolts from heaven. He prays for the people that are killing him. And prayer, would you believe, can sometimes be powerful. Because this is a special sort of prayer. This is a prayer right from the heart. The last words that Stephen is going to utter are for the people around who are killing him. I mean, what an amazing thing. And one of those, of course, is Saul, or Paul. And Paul, I'm sure, like the rest of them there, ignored what he said and thought, what a waste of time that is. Because they knew they were right. I mean, they knew God, you know? And God didn't want what Stephen was saying. I mean, Stephen was, as far as they're concerned, a kind of coronavirus, you know? He needed to be isolated from people. And in fact, he was so dangerous and so contagious that he needed to be eliminated. In other words, he had to be killed to save the people. They were doing a really good job. It's what God wanted them to do. They were convinced of it. But murder is murder is murder. But that prayer of Stephen is so powerful, because this guy standing at the back holding a few coats turns out to be the greatest of all the apostles. I say that with a real conviction, by the way, because if you think of the Bible and think of the New Testament, take out the four Gospels, and 90% of what you're left with is about St. Paul. The Acts of the Apostles, mainly about Paul. All the letters he wrote, all the things we know about him. He was so important, so influential, not just in those early years of the church, but we hear him time and time and time again in our Sunday readings and our daily readings. And this is a man who has to thank Stephen for that. Because Stephen's prayer was so powerful that God intervened in the life of Saul and made him sit up and realize what he'd been doing, and changed his life by 180 degrees. Prayer is powerful. Or rather, that's not quite true, is it? You don't think prayer is powerful, do you? I mean, how many things you'd pray for and not got them? I mean, come on. Powerful is when we leave it to God as to what that prayer means. You see, well, your prayers obviously are different to mine, because I just have a list of things I want, you know, and a list of problems that God has to solve, and a list of minor demands that I want to make on him, and if he only listened to me, the place would be so much better, you know. And that's the problem with my prayers, is I seldom pray that God's will may be done. Because I've got far too important things to ask him, first of all, before I get round to that. In my own small little mind, that is. But if, can you imagine, if we stopped praying for the things we wanted and prayed that God's will actually happens, how powerful would that be? How amazing would that be? How much would it change our world? Because what would happen is billions of people would be asking God not for billions of things that they need, but they'd be asking God to change the world into the way that God knows it needs to be changed. That the world would start to listen to God's voice. That those who were enemies would start to become friends. Those who despised each other would become people who embraced in friendship and love. And how many places around the world can you name where that needs to happen? Obviously, the Ukraine's first of our list at the moment, but there's dozens of other places around the world where that needs to happen. And then, when we've got all the conflicts out of the way, imagine if there was peace in our own country. Imagine if a 12-year-old girl in Liverpool, who didn't like a boy of 14 taking a selfie of her, wasn't stabbed to death by him. What a ruination of two lives. You see, if we prayed to God for what God wants for our world, we would live in a different place. So maybe this week, this half term where you've got so many things to deal with, whether it's your children or your grandchildren or your neighbor's children or whatever, how about finding just a few minutes to pray like Saint Stephen? Not for my needs, but for God's will to be done. And see and trust and know the power of prayer.